You know, he figures mightily in the Zapruder film and all that. He is kind of the image of courage in that chaos.
He ran toward the danger.
Yeah, he ran toward the danger. He did the duty a Secret Service man has, and that is always towards protecting the president. And when those shots are fired, nobody understands what's going on, but Clint Hill is jumping onto the back of the car. Now, Clint Hill's coming to town. He has a new book, and it is a photo book with more than 150 photos in it documenting that experience. It's his personal recollections attached to each of these images, not just the fateful shooting, but also, you know, the moment when he's near Lyndon Johnson as he's taking the oath of office, or while he's watching Jackie Kennedy walking the streets of Washington during her husband's funeral. You know, what Clint Hill is able to do in this book, which is called 5 Days in November, is tell the personal.
And it speaks to the weight of the subject matter that it's taken him 5 decades to tell this story.
Exactly. So he is 50 years later, he's brought out this book, 5 Days in November. He's going to be at the Carter Library this evening, an event put on by Acapella Books.
Darren, our next visiting author, has written really about what it means to be human.
Yeah, Clifton Craze is going to be talking Wednesday night about his book, History Lessons, A Memoir of Madness, Memory, and the Brain. Clifton Craze is a historian over at Emory University, and, you know, he spent his life studying nations' histories and all this other stuff, but he has a very odd affliction in that the memory of his childhood is almost completely gone. You see it all the time in B-movies and stuff like that, but it is a real affliction. He, you know, Craze's father was an absentee father, his mother was an alcoholic who tried to strangle him in the tub when he was 3, and he spent most of his time sitting on the bar stool next to her. You know, it's some very deeply rooted abuse, and he has blocked most of this. He can't access those memories at all.
I guess sort of a protective mechanism on the part of the brain.
Yeah, and he explores the actual mechanism of that, and then the real science behind it instead of the melodrama of it that you would see in a soap opera or something like
sure.
that. And then he goes exploring to reconstruct his real history. You know, it's science, it's memoir, it's all kind of melded together. Very compelling stuff, though.
Really reconstructing his past.
Yeah, as a historian would, mm-hmm, but not, mm-hmm. you know, without access to his own history. So he's going to be at Acapella Books on Wednesday night. And again, the name of that book is History Lessons, A Memoir of Madness, Memory, and the Brain. And the author is Clifton Craze.
Now, Darren, I'm very familiar with Oprah's picks when it comes to books, but I've never heard of okra picks. What is that all about?
Yeah, the okra picks are a highlight of books for a Southern audience put on by the Southern Independent Booksellers Association. I think they pick 5 or 6 every quarter, if I remember right. And this quarter, one of the Decatur Book Festival's favorite authors, Elizabeth Dilemba, has a book on the okra book pick. But Elizabeth Dilemba's new book is Bird on Water Street. And it's a fascinating novel. It focuses on kind of environmental issues. It tracks Jack, who's a 12-year-old boy, like any other 12-year-old boy. He's living in the Red Hills of the Copper Basin, which is a area that people don't really talk about much.
Where is this?
It's over kind of near the Tennessee-Georgia border, and it is like 40,000 acres of landscape that has been so absolutely decimated by the copper mining industry that it is essentially a moonscape. In the novel, Jack's grandfather died in the mines, and as the book starts, his uncle dies in the mines as well, and Jack is, of course, worried about his father, who's a worker, and his father wants Jack to follow into the family trade. And there's a strike, and in response to the strike, the mining company shuts down operations. But it, of course, destroys everybody's income. You know, Jack is such a wonderful character that he brings hope into the process. And the real idea of the book is renewal and regaining of this devastated area. So Elizabeth Dulemba's new book is Bird on Water Street, and she's going to be over at Little Shop of Stories on Thursday. And I think a lot of the writer folks are going to be out for this one.